This is now a deeper dive into addressing some of those challenges that agencies see. And when you're looking at your cybersecurity posture and then moving out or trying to deploy new services in something that is new, even though it's not that new as the cloud, you want to take into consideration all the initiatives that you are being responsible for. So we specifically highlighted the ones that are the cross-agency performance goals dealing with cybersecurity and how that should be integrated in when you're thinking about your cloud services.
Cloud security is one of those areas where so many agencies are stopping before they go all the way to cloud, or only putting the most, or I should say the least sensitive data out in the cloud. Is that the integration point where you're saying, okay, you have all these initiatives over here, you have this big push to cloud, they all have to come together?
That, and also open government, the data strategy, a bunch of different administration priorities as they're going forward, they have to be integrated, and architecture is at the heart of that issue. And that if you are moving forward to cloud services, then you are sitting there and saying that that is an external connection, unless you're implementing the cloud internally within your network, such as DISA. So if it's an external service and now you're turning around and doing the trusted internet connection, then implementing, for example, Office 365 or Google services, right, Google Mail, and those types of things, but putting them inside the firewall makes it very difficult for you to really realize the proficiencies and the performance of cloud technologies if you are then putting this additional layer of the monitoring that happens with a trusted internet connection on top of that. Because in essence, what you're doing is routing all of that traffic back through a single point.
And the goal of obviously TIC is to reduce the number of gateways, but not just get
right
to one point, because obviously if that one point gets compromised, then your whole network is in trouble too.
That's right. And if you've now put stuff out on an external cloud service, then it should be treated as external. And that means you have to get into a joint partnership with the cloud service provider in order for you to meet the requirements of the continuous diagnostics and mitigation program that DHS has. Because you have services externally, but you're still responsible for what is happening out there should some type of compromise happen to your services there. And this is the partnership between government and industry. So when you start looking at that, okay, now you really do have to make sure that your HSPD-12 credentials are actually implemented, your applications are enabled, that you are authorizing the right access, that you're doing two-factor authentication, and that, you know, traffic is being looked at from that continuous diagnostics and mitigation aspect. So there are a lot of moving pieces when you're trying to implement something that is a service, when some of these programs were initially started, knowing that you were either owning that resource or that you were implementing some of those things internally. Well, now you have to really look at the architecture and integrate that and say, what are you really trying to get to? And what is that risk posture for that particular data or that service that you're offering?
So let's talk about how to do that. The paper outlines several recommendations. Go through a couple of them that you think are most significant, and we'll link to the whole paper on federalnewsradio.com.
We have four overall, and they're broken down into pieces. But the one that I think is really critical is for the Federal CIO Council, the group, the Information Security Identity Management Committee, the ICIMC, to actually adopt this integrated approach, show agencies overall how an architecture would work, but then issue it so that industry can see it as well. Because you have providers that are credential providers under HSPD-12. You have providers that are dealing with the TIC, and you have managed service providers that agencies could move to under the implementation of the networks contract. And then you also have providers in the big contract that DHS has led that deals with the continuous diagnostics and monitoring program, the CDM program. So if they see the 2B architecture of what could be with these programs all integrated, then that allows industry, one, to see where they fit, two, to then offer better solutions to the federal government, and then come in and talk about how they fit instead of trying to do it one each at a time, and the industry not talking to each other from that perspective, and then trying to come in, and the agency has to do that. They need that roadmap. They need that architecture so that they can see how they can meet all of these objectives. And the second part of this is the addition to FedRAMP. And what we talked specifically about, the Joint Authorization Board, is building out. That program is working. And cloud service providers know what they need to do, and they know how to get through the process. And what we are suggesting is building that out even further. The first paper that we issued talked about building the capacity and the capabilities of the third-party providers, the independent assessment group that looks at the cloud service providers. This paper is going a step further and saying, okay, now that you have your services in operations, what would help agencies to get that continuous feeling that, you know, things are being managed, if you then say it's an external provider and you've agreed upon certain things, that ongoing things such as penetration testing that you would do internally in your own network would be done in jointly with a cloud service provider. Right now, FedRAMP does certain things. Once things move into production, such as scanning and near-time reporting, in order to meet that requirement for the CDM program. But we're saying, okay, take it a step further and actually conduct penetration testing, similar to what industry already does for the credit card industry. And they agreed upon those standards jointly. You can agree upon what would constitute intrusion testing here, penetration testing, jointly with the cloud service providers, and then issue that standard and then have the three PAOs test against it on a continuous basis.
You keep talking about architecture, and I know that's something that we've heard about over the last decade or more, about agencies, enterprise architectures, and data architectures, but that takes a long time, and you can't put together your 2B and your as-is and your transition plan. I mean, that's years of work in many regards in terms of not just putting it together, but then implementing it. Are there some short-term things that can be done maybe in the next, you know, 6 months that can really make a difference? And then maybe this architecture, the way you talk about architecture, maybe is more of a longer-term effort?
And that's why we're making the recommendation that the ISMC put together an integrated architecture, because they can put together at a high level what a notional level of what an architecture would look like, including these initiatives, for example, showing like where directory services would be or how, you know, cloud would be implemented. And that's why we gave that little notional architecture within the paper. And then you can show, you know, this is the PC, here's where the laptop, here's where a mobile device, this is how we're going to route them through. And then the technical engineers out there in industry, within government, can look at that. And then I am making an assumption, and you know what they say about assumptions, that agencies have maintained their architectures at an operating level within their own departments and agencies, and they can say, okay, here's where we are. This is where we fit into this. Now we can create the 2B architecture, you know, that meets the objectives for all the administration priorities and develop those transition plans. Because if you're developing these plans and agencies have the due dates from OMB, then those plans need to be integrated so that you can meet those due dates and accomplishing those. The only way to do that is if you're sitting there really looking at it, for lack of a better term, a diagram, an architecture that says, okay, here's how I'm meeting the responsibilities of CDM. Here's how I'm meeting the responsibilities of open government. Here's how I'm meeting cloud first. You know, and you kind of go through that, but that has to get into one picture for the agency so that you can do things like portfolio stats and tech stats and cyber stats.